It's not easy for him, but the former mayor of Forest Grove says he's going to hang up his tool belt. Richard Kidd has been helping build houses with Habitat for Humanity for a couple of decades.
I came to this community in 1970 in the Army for a one-year assignment, and have stayed in the same house and lived here ever since, even though I did have two other military assignments, one in San Francisco and one at Fort Lewis, and I commuted from Forest Grove.
It sounds like you not only grabbed a hammer and went out and helped to build them, you were involved in finding the land, planning the repair program, all of it.
Yeah, I was one of the first ones on board. When Habitat started, I made the mistake of walking down the street looking at what was going on, and two individuals that I knew in the community says, "Hey, Richard, come on in here. Hold this. Do this." And that's how I got started. And 20-some years later, I'm turning it over to a great group of people. One of the things that has made me so happy about Habitat for Humanity is one of the houses that we built in Cornelius. We had a dedication of all of these, and we cut the ribbons and everything, and then the little girl came up to me and got my hand and took me in the house, went in the front bedroom, sat down in the middle of the bedroom, curled up her legs on the floor, and looked up at me with this fantastic smile and feeling on her face and says, "This is my room." And that girl has since grown up in that house, graduated and gone to college and become a very successful individual on her own. This happens at not only that house, but every house that is dedicated to a Habitat homeowner is a success story in itself. And Habitat has been one of the top things on my list to do, is to help build those homes.
And so you spent several years swinging the hammer and then moved on to administration.
I became a construction manager on five of them on 19th Avenue in Forest Grove, and then worked on what is then named after me, Kidd Court, because I did have to drop out of the active workforce for several months to battle a cancer thing at the Knight Cancer Center. And I'm back at it again, working. And it's time for me to hand these reins that I've had to other people. And there have been plenty of volunteers in Forest Grove that have come forward and are working for Habitat. And it's very rewarding to me to see other people, you know, pick up the ball and start running with it.
Let's talk a little bit about these success stories for those who volunteer to build.
There's no way possible for an individual to volunteer and work with Habitat without walking away with what I call the gold star. You know, in school, the teacher put a gold star in your paper when you did something right and did something, and they come away with that gold star feeling, and I think that they carry that throughout their life, not only at Habitat, but someplace else. The encouragement that I try to get them is to, okay, you learned how to do this, and you learned how to do this. What do you owe us? Well, what you owe us is to teach somebody else to do it, and to help enrich somebody else's life.
That's the former mayor of Forest Grove, Richard Kidd, talking about Habitat for Humanity. If you know a hero, would like to nominate a KXL Everyday Hero, send us an email, hero@KXL.com.